in our troubles and our trials is never meant to drive us away from God.
Come on, Brian.
But it's to draw us to Him.
Closer, yeah.
Closer to Him. And I thank God for that. The drawing power. Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane, Gethsemane means the wine press, the olive press is what it means. Gethsemane, the olive press. The only way that the oil could come out of those olives, and the oil was used for perfume, it was used for food, to flavor the food, and it was used to make the anointing oil, to anoint the prophets, the kings, and the priests. The anointing, it represents the anointing. And the only way to get the anointing, the Spirit of God, to move, you've got to go through a press.
Yeah.
It's pressed. You're pressed. We're pressed into trusting God. And it's in those times that God's Spirit gets stronger, when we're pressed. Ain't that amazing?
Yeah.
And you know, when they, and I read the history about that, that Brother Jason, when they go in there to harvest those olives, they shake them limbs. Shake them. Some, yeah, was falling on the ground, but a lot of them hung on. They were ripe up there. They were ready, but they had to have a shaking. And those harvesters come in there and get a hold of those limbs and shake them. Shake them. Get them olives out of there. And when that wouldn't work, those was real high, wouldn't turn loose. Those was high and would not turn loose. They'd get big long poles and reach right there, and they would tie rags around those poles so it wouldn't damage the limbs, and they would hit those limbs vigorously, hit them with force, and knock the olives out. Sometimes I feel like, you know, God allows things to bring us down, because whenever the olives were harvested and they put them in their baskets, they would bring them all from that hill of Gethsemane down the olive garden, and they had a big vat down there, and they pour all of those olives in that vat. And they would use big stones to crush and to press those olives. And when they were crushed and pressed, the oil would come out and flow into the buckets in the bottom of that big vat. And I was thinking, Lord, is that what we need sometimes? Is this a shaking? We can't feel the Spirit of God like we really, really need Him.
Oh, yes.
And we can't get anointed like we really need to get anointed. We can't get full of the Holy Ghost. Can't touch us until there comes a shaking.
Oh, yes.
And until God knocks us down. I tell you, it's not His will to hurt you.
Yeah.
It's His will to use you and lift you. Flow into me and flow through me, God.
Yes.
Raise your little hand and praise Him. I didn't have that until just now.
Oh, Jesus. Help us, Lord.
I was thinking yesterday, I struggled to get this message. Every few minutes, I'd have to get out of my recliner. It feels like the back of that knee right there about to blow out, back of my leg. Every few minutes, I'd lay the pen down, lay my Bible down, and go in there and have to lay on my stomach and arch my back. Oh, God, but it's drawing me to the Lord to cry to Him. I cry to You, Jesus. Oh, how much I... You ever think and read through the book of Acts? You ever think of the sufferings? We read of the acts of the Holy Ghost. It's the Acts, the book of Acts, but it's the acts of the Holy Ghost, what the Holy Ghost done through the apostles and disciples, what He did through them. But you don't really concentrate on what they went through to get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They suffered.
Yes.
They were persecuted.
Yeah.
They suffered afflictions and trials.
Right.
But there was great persecution in the early church, but the Bible said there was great power and great faith.
Yeah,
great grace.
And great grace. I think there was three greats.
Woo.
Great power, great grace. Hallelujah. Great power, Lord.
Yes.
If you got your Bibles, turn with me this morning into the book of Psalms, chapter 107. Psalms 107. I love this psalm. Now, I've had this on me for a few weeks. Notice. I want you to notice two things in this psalm. One-letter word. You ever heard of a one-letter word?
Oh.
Oh. How about a two-letter word?
Oh.
O-H. A O and an O H. I want to teach this morning on O. O. Now notice close. The psalmist says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for what?
He is good.
Yes, he is.
A little boy looked up at his grandma one time and said, Mama, what's bad? She said, honey, everything in this world just about's bad. She said, but there's one thing good, and that is God and his son Jesus. He's good, son. God is good.
Yeah.
This world's bad, but God is good. He said, okay. Hallelujah. For he is good. For what?
His mercy
endureth forever. Ain't you glad of that?
Yes.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We've got something that we need to do. We need to say hallelujah and proclaim that we know God and have been blessed by him. We need to tell others and witness to him. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them, what? Out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. What's the next word?
Then.
After all of that, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. What's the next word?
Oh.
It's two letters. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. All right, he has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Hebrew for that word hand of the enemy means the clutch of the enemy. How many's ever felt sometimes that the devil's got a clutch on you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You ever felt it? You just, God, I need to get loose from this thing.
Yes.
Whatever it is, loose me from this clutch that the enemy's using on me.
Yes.
Look at the word, the letter O, and the two letters O-H. There's really no definition to this one and two letter word. It's an exclamation and an expression of the soul.
Yes.
So when you say, oh, it's a feeling down deep within the inner man. It's a feeling of the heart expressed in an outward tone. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. It is that deep yearning that emanates from down in your soul. That O is filled with desire.
Yes.
It is a longing that is felt when you utter that word, O.
Oh.
There's a feeling in, oh, God. How many has ever prayed and said, oh, Lord. Oh, God, I need you.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is letting us know that God yearns and he longs for your worship. He craves and desires to hear you giving him thanks and praise. That's the reason the psalm starts off, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for he is good. Who inspired David to write that scripture? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. God breathed upon them. The Holy Ghost was saying to us, oh, God's heart's desire is for you to love him and for you to praise him and for you to give him thanks. Open your mouth and worship the Lord. I tell you what we're lacking in this hour is true worship. The Father seeketh such to worship him in the spirit and in the truth. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Let me lift my hands in praise, and let me worship you, and let me be glad, and let me give you thanks. God's a looking for the fruit of the lips. God is a looking for you to magnify him. You cannot magnify the Lord with zip lips, but you gotta open your mouth and let him fill it with praise. I tell you, it has to emanate from the heart. There has to be a gladness down in your inner man and in your soul to realize how good he is. Hallelujah. You begin to think of being blessed. I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. I've got something to praise him for. And you say, thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. I worship you. I raise your hand and praise him this morning. Oh, that man, I would praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for his goodness and his mercy toward the children of men. Hallelujah. Send that anointing, Lord. Send the Spirit of God and fill the vessel. You are God's vessel and you are God's instrument, and he wants to use you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank God.
That's what it takes to get me anointed fine.
Come on.
Praise God.
Come on.
Yes.
We have to have a determination that's greater than our hindrance.
Yes.
Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven has been preached, the kingdom of God, and men press their way into it. Hallelujah. How can I go deeper, Brother Tommy? How can I get deep in the Lord? How can I get right in the middle of his will? How can I experience the blessings of his kingdom? You gotta press into it. Hallelujah to the Lord. Since the days of John the Baptist, men press their way, and the violent take it by force. What? It seems like you got obstacles and you got roadblocks that come up. The devil don't want you serving God. He don't want you happy. He don't want you praising God. He don't want you to have victory. He don't want you to go any deeper. He don't want you to have the anointing. He don't want you to have joy in your life. And so it lets us know that we got an enemy that is up against us, and he tries to block us in every effort there we have to get closer to the Lord. We have to fight to get there. Raise your hand and say, Lord, I put a press on the inside of me. Put a go ye inside of me. Let me learn to fight. Hallelujah. Paul told Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us press on. Raise your hand and praise him this morning.
Yes, Lord. Press.
The violent take it by force. Stand up, Brother John. Whew. Hallelujah to God. Now he's a little bit bigger than I am. Stand right over here. Face me. When I come and I want to go, you know, I know what God wants, and I've seen his will.
Yeah.
And I've seen the place I want to get. And I've been praying and I got an inner vision. Lord, I want it. I'm going to tell you something. It don't fall on you like ripe cherries off on a tree.
Right.
I tell you what, this ain't a bed of roses. The blessings ain't so easily picked anymore.
Right.
How bad do you want it? How desperate are you wanting it? Oh, God. So when I say, Lord, yes, Jesus, I feel so good. I want blessed. I'm going. And he throws up and I run into it. Oh God, I'm going to go this way. I still got a desire, Lord, and I try again, and he pushes that me away. There is a force, Brother Jason, that we're up against in this last day of time that we're living in. It's a press. Hallelujah. Paul said, I would have come to you once and again. He said, but Satan has hindered me. He threw up roadblocks. I tell you what, but how bad do you want it? How much of a desire? Oh, God. How many's ever cried, oh, God, help me to get through this and around it and over it. I want, there's a place in God I want, and I have to rise. Listen, there comes up something in my soul that says I'll fight, I'll strive, I'll press, and I've had it.
and I push that obstacle out of the way, and I say, thank you, Jesus, I'm getting closer to you, I'm drawing nigh to God, and he's drawing nigh to me. I cast off the weights and lay aside everything that hinders us, and the weights and the sins, and let us run, let us run. Hallelujah. Praise him, church, praise him. The press is on. Woo! Brother Jason's got a vision, got a burden for this church. It's a picking up, and it's a spread to other hearts. God is wanting to give this church a revival. That's the reason the devil's a fighting. He'll fight you in your body, and he'll fight you in your mind. He don't want you to get anywhere. But as for me, I'm a saying, Lord, I'm a claiming the victory. I'm going to keep right on a praying. I feel the wind of God beginning to blow. The rain's already begin to come down. What a service we had Thursday night. And the Holy Ghost came and he stirred us up to create a hunger in us, Brother Chuck. How many's hungry this morning? Not for the natural food, but I'm thirsty, Lord, for the living waters. I'm hungry, hallelujah, for the hidden manna. Oh, God, raise your hand and praise him.
Yes, amen.
Come on.
God, we praise Jesus, you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, for your mercy, God, your grace. Oh. Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, God, help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus.
Oh. Listen now. Listen. I got this morning. It was only when Israel was in Egypt, 2 to 3 million people were down there. Bondage. Cruel bondage. Bitter bondage. It was only when they cried. Only when they cried out. It took them 430 years. One place says 400 years, another says 430 years. That's a long time to be bound. Egypt was the greatest, powerfulest nation on earth. You was in Egypt, they controlled you. Pharaoh was a type of the devil. Egypt is a type of the world. And the taskmasters was the demon forces. Through those men beating the backs of the Israelites. It was only when they cried out in their bitter bondage that God delivered them and brought them out. Oh, the power of a cry. Oh, God. Have you ever been there? Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, help me. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and pray for the Lord here this morning. The power of a cry will bring God to your deliverance. It'll bring him to your healing. It'll bring you to your salvation.
Amen.
Woo!
Power of a cry.
How loud is your cry? A little O in the middle of the alphabet. You can't put a definition on it, but you can sure feel it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Hallelujah. It was when the blind Bartimaeus, the blind man, Bartimaeus cried out. The disciples said, hold your peace. They said, hold your peace, blind man. He ain't got time for you. Oh, yes, the Lord does too. He cried out that much more, the louder. Oh, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus was a-walking, and he heard that voice. Getting louder and that much more, and he stopped and he looked at the blind man and he called for him, and they went to him and said, the masters are calling for you. And you imagine the faith that rose up in Bartimaeus. Woo! And he rose up and cast aside his beggar's garment. It seems like Bartimaeus knew that he got a hold of God's attention. He got a hold of the master's attention. I ain't going to need this beggar's garment. I believe that he's going to heal me. And they led him to Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Blind man, what wouldest thou that I should do unto thee? He said, Lord, That I might see.
That I might see.
Receive thy sight.
Jesus said, receive thy sight. And immediately his eyes were open. Oh, the power of a cry. If I have to cry day and night, Lord, I'll do it to feel you.
Yes.
I'll do it to have you. Raise your little hand. Oh, I feel him so precious right now. I'll cry, dear Jesus, every day just to feel you. My Lord, I feel him. Holy God, I feel him. I feel him. If I have to cry, that'll draw him to me. I'll cry. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my God, I can't live without you. I can't do anything without you. I'm helpless. I'm hopeless. Holy Lord. The power of a cry.
Power of a cry.
And that man received his sight. And Jesus had other places to go. And I can see the Son of God as he began to walk that path. He looked around and Bartimaeus is right behind him and said, Lord, I'll follow you the rest of my life. I'll follow you. And he followed Jesus in the way for a little space of time. And it was time for him to go back and say, hey, to his neighbors and his family, look what Jesus did. He heard my cry. I didn't know the color of your hair. Oh, I've been married to you for years, and I didn't know what color eyes you had. I didn't know what my kids looked like. I've never seen a golden sunset. But he heard my cry. He heard my cry. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He saved me. He opened my eyes. Give him a wave offering. The power of a cry.
Yes. Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
It was when David cried in his distress to the Lord that God heard him and delivered.
Oh,
God. You know, my mind wanders right here, and I didn't have that in my notes. But I was wondering about Legion. Did he have a wife? Did he have kids? We know he had a mommy and a daddy somewhere. Could his wife been praying, would you please send my husband? His mind snapped. I don't know what happened to him.
Yes.
But he just lost his mental capacity.
Lost it.
Something happened to Legion to cause him to snap. I don't know what it was. We'll never know. But way out on a hillside, in a place of the tombs, a place of the dead, a graveyard. Day and night, the man named Legion, I don't know how old he was, but he was crying, cutting himself with stones, desiring that demon forces. And the reason that they called him Legion, because Legion is a number of 6,000. It means 6,000. So some people believe that there was 6,000 spirits inside of this blessed man. He wore no clothes. His mind was gone. And those spirits controlled him. Listen, no rest. No rest had Legion. Day and night he cried. C-R-I-E-D. Cried. And cut himself with stones. We'll never know the scars this man had on him.
Right.
Listen, but God knowing all things, and God seeing and hearing, he heard the cries of this man. You'll never know. You can be in a multitude of people. You can be right in a family gathering, and you'll never know the cry of their heart.
Right.
I need help, God. I can't go on much longer. Brother Jason, my heart's torn. It's torn. I feel heavy, for precious souls are crying. But Jesus heard that cry.
Heard the cry.
Had his disciples to roll him across the sea into the place of Gadara. I can see as Jesus, he stepped off from the bow of that boat and he looked around at the disciples. He said, I know you got extra garments here in case you would need them. Peter, would you hand me? Probably it went this way, I don't know. Hand me your clothes. Jesus drooped that robe and clothes over his arm. For somebody in trouble.
Oh, God.
Sister Carolyn, we live in a time people's in trouble, they're hurting.
Trouble.
Troubled minds. Oh, God. I feel him. Are you troubled? In your mind, in your heart? Are you hurting and you really can't express it?
Oh,
Jesus knows when you cry.
Yes.
Listen, my God is so powerful that he hears a sigh. You ever be doing something and just so tired and just so frustrated? You, God hears the sigh. He hears the cry. And as Jesus made his way up that graveyard, there was a man that seen something he had never seen before.
Yeah.
He saw hope.
Oh. Jesus.
I see hope. I feel alive from that man. He's coming toward me. I've never seen anything like this before. He's coming for me. I feel a love radiating. It seems like I look at him and I feel that he cares for me. He's coming to help me. I'm a cry. I'm a bloody mess. I carry scars all over my body. I didn't want to live. But he's got my answer. Oh, God. And what was it Legion did? He ran to Jesus as hard as he could run. And the Bible said he fell at Jesus' feet. I tell you, the best, sweetest place, dearest place you could ever be in when you're in trouble and you're hurting is on your knees in prayer at Jesus' feet and tell him your trouble, tell him your sorrow, and tell him, oh God, I need help. Raise your hand this morning. Oh God, I can't put it in words, but I need help.
Yes.
And when that man opened his mouth to pray to Jesus, the devil spoke out of him. We got this man, and we ain't turning him loose. He belongs to us.
Yeah.
There ain't a power can hold God back.
That's right.
Not one power God can break all the shackles, and he opens up prison doors.
Yes.
And those spirits is what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God. Don't cast us into the deep. We don't want to go into the abyss. They said to Jesus, if you're going to cast us out, cast us into that herd of swine over there. There's 2,000 hogs. And if I divide that right, there's three demons to each pig. Mm. Even the animals know the cruelty of sin and Satan.
Yes.
The animals feel the vibes. When Satan and the powers of hell are around.
Yes.
Jesus said, go, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And they entered into them swine on that hillside. Did the swine accept the demon spirits? No.
No.
You know what they did? I can see the foam as it started coming out of the sides of their mouth, their bristles raised up, and their mouth open, showing their teeth. They had something that Legion had, and they couldn't take it and couldn't stand it. And right over the steep hill, and right down into the raging waters, and drowned themselves in the sea to get rid of those demon powers. Can I tell you, you don't have to take your life. You don't have to use a gun to get delivered. You don't have to take an overdose of pills to find. You don't have to be on drugs to get peace of mind. Can I tell you, you can run to God and He has power to loose you and give you peace. Raise your little hand. My answer is in God this morning. My answer is in Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Oh God, can you imagine that? And the news went back to the city, said, come out here. You all got to see this. We never seen anything like it. You all remember Legion, that maniac, that demoniac man. He wore no clothes and he cut himself and cried all day and all night out in the graveyard among the tombs. You all got to see this. And I can see the people as they rushed and they went over there and they came up and they found Jesus. They found Legion sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed, and in his right mind. Can he do it? Can he do it? Brother Jason, I'm a looking for people to come through those doors when God gets us ready and when we offer ourselves to the Lord and let Him fill us with the Holy Ghost and with power, and they come into them doors, there'll be power in the congregation to loose them. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Yes.
Your answer's Jesus.
God help us.
Your answer's in God. It ain't in drugs. It ain't in an evil crowd you run with. But it is in Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You're
Jesus,
right, Miss Jesus.
Come on. Praise the Lord.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, you know, before it's my mind. Before a volcano can erupt, there has to be pressure down in the heart of the earth. The hot molten lava and the steam that it builds and the pressure that it builds. Mount St. Helens, it blew half of that mountain off. When that pressure increases on the inside, listen. That pressure is symbolic of your desire. When it gets to the point that it boils, and the zeal and the desire in there builds pressure, something's got to give.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got to give.
Come on, Brother Tom.
There's over 400, like 450 volcanoes around the whole world, even in the seabed and under the ocean floors. Pressure's a building. Pressure's a building.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 5:29. God said of Israel, His chosen people. Now notice, we say, oh. It's an expression of what we got down in here. It's a desire, a longing. God said, oh, that there were such a heart in them, in my people, to fear me.
Yes.
And keep my commandments. Listen. Oh, Israel. Observe to keep my word, and it shall be well with thee. O Israel, serve me, and it'll be well with you. How many of you really believes that God loves you and cares about you?
Yep.
Do you?
Yes.
It's His heart's desire to do good things for you and to bless you. Did you know that?
Yes.
He cares about you right now, right now. And He cares about your future.
Right.
He cares. He wants it to be well with you.
Yes.
How many knows that God is yearning? He's yearning over you. Listen to the Holy Ghost as He woos and He calls to the souls of men. Proverbs 8:4. God is a saying unto you, O men, I call. My voice is to the sons of men. Hearken unto me, O ye children. For blessed are they that keep my ways. Hearken to me. Oh, precious soul.
Keep my way.
Oh, precious soul. I love you. I love you. To the afflicted, listen. Isaiah 54:11. Oh, thou afflicted. Tossed with tempest and not comforted. Behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphire. Man, that sounds beautiful. And I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. Thou shalt be free from oppression and fear. What is God saying here? Oh, precious soul, oh, thou afflicted, the enemy has come. He has hounded you. He's tormented you. He tore you completely down. But I'm going to build you back and make you more comely and delightful and glorious than you've ever been. The devil wanted to take your praise and beauty away, but oh, my child, I've come to lift you up and restore you, that you might praise me and give me glory. I mean, those the devil will try to burn you up. He'll try to tear you down and make you miserable. But God said, oh, thou afflicted soul, I'll build you and make something beautiful out of your life.
Amen.
Thank God. How many knows God still knows how to build?
Yes.
Man.
He's in the construction business. My, my, my.
Yes.
Jesus said the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's in the deconstruction. Woo-hoo! But I tell you what, man, you go down where they get these houses and buy them and purchase them, and it looks like a mess. And everything, the vines, the weeds, the briars, it's grown up, and it needs paint, and it needs work done on it. And just by the natural eye, unless you can't look at it spiritually, it looks like there ain't no hope for that soul.
Yeah.
There ain't no hope for them. There ain't no hope for that house. Why? What are you buying that thing for? Weeks down the road, and you drive by again, and you see a fresh coat of paint. The lawn is beautiful. The inside, you walk in. That's what God says I will do. I'll cleanse you up inside and out. Raise your little hand and praise
Him. That's right.
I'll make something beautiful out of you, and you'll be able to praise me. Oh, I put my peace on the inside. You'll shine. You'll shine inwardly, and you'll shine outwardly.
Yes.
There ain't no way I can get through this, huh?
Come on.
Come on.
How far did I get?
Doing good.
I read eight.
All right. The Lord wants you to know that He is a restorer.
Restorer.
He can build you back and make you happy. I don't have to be. It don't have to be. It don't have to be the end of you.
Right.
Now, I'm going to try to wind this down. In this psalm, 107, the psalmist describes Israel's desperate condition. You ever been there? This psalm typifies us in our life, Sister Dottie. It typifies our life here in this world. The things that every one of us will face and go through at one time or another, it's in this psalm.
Yes.
We go through phases. How many knows that? You ever been through a phase?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's that mean to you? Man, I've had my ups. What's a phase?
Male.
I'd sure rather stay up here in this phase.
Yeah.
Lord, keep me hunky dory. I don't want one problem. I want it to be easy.
Yes.
I want blessings upon blessings and nothing. I don't even want one trial. Now, Lord, you leave me right up here on this mountain.
No.
Come on.
No.
We go through phases.
Yeah.
It's for a purpose. Y'all listening?
Yes.
It's for a purpose.
Yeah.
It's not always a bed of roses, but there will be trials and suffering along the way. And it's in these times that we look to God and cry to Him.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I need you.
Yes.
What would I do? I sat there in that recliner. I said, Jesus, this morning, I don't know what I would do without you.
Come on, man.
I can't make it. I wouldn't want to live without you, Jesus. What would I do without Him, Brother Chuck? What would I do without Him? Ain't you glad? How many can just raise your hand and say, Brother Tommy, I'm glad that I know Jesus.
Yes.
I'm glad that I have Him. He's so precious. He's my guide. He's my shepherd. He's my friend. Thank God.
Yes.
Brother Jason, I've got, I'll have to do a part two on this maybe next week.
Come on.
Oh, the power of a cry. How many would you stand with me this morning? How many could say, Tommy, I just need to cry more. I need to press more.
Yes.
The press is on. Come on. Let's say, Jesus, down deep in my heart, like that volcano building pressure, would you put a desire in me, dear Lord, I pray, a greater desire. Let me cry, God, to you. I know now, listen, there's needs in this building. There's needs right here this morning in every life, every heart. God knows it. He's looking in your thought life, in your mind, your very soul right now, in your heart. You've got a need. Would you cry to him? Now, you know what your answer is. You know where your answer is. Would you cry to him right now? Come on, cry and say, God, I know you love me and I know you care. I'm going to cry from the depths of my heart. Oh, God. Oh, my Jesus, I cry. Come on, and God will send you that touch. He'll send his blessing. He'll send his salvation, his healing, his deliverance, if you will cry.
Yes. Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Pray, little children. Pray. Pray. Cry. Holy Jesus. Jesus, Lord.
Do you feel alone in this sanctuary? Like a ship.
Yes, Lord.
Only can be.